Hello, I'm Marjorie George for Their Eyes Were Opened, a biblical study for the Easter season 2016. This morning we are looking at the scripture on Pentecost. It is Acts 2, 1 through 12. And this morning we have the privilege of hearing from Bishop David Reed, who is the bishop coadjutor of the Diocese of West Texas. We are concentrating on verse 12, which says, and this was after the anointing by the Holy Spirit, verse 12 says, "All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean?" Bishop Reed.
Thank you. When the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost, birthing the church that day and stirring things up till this day, all this noise and movement draws a crowd of pilgrims who've come to Jerusalem for the Jewish Pentecost festival. The sound of a mighty wind and the sight of flickering flames will always send people running, but in this case it links the event to John the Baptist's bold announcement that when Messiah comes, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The disciples, and this is more than the remaining original 11 plus Matthias, this includes all those companions who traveled in the company of Jesus and the apostles. These disciples are now filled with the Spirit, caught up in the Spirit, and they begin speaking. But speaking not like the ordinary everyday accents of Galilee, but in languages that could be understood by all the pilgrims who came running. The crowd is, as St. Luke reports in his understated way, bewildered, amazed, and perplexed by all this. Who wouldn't be? How do you understand being able to understand people you've never been able to understand before? And they ask, what does this mean? What a great question to ask when people see signs of the power and presence of God breaking loose in their midst. And what a great and hopeful sign when people ask it in response to what the followers of Jesus are doing. In response to the crowd's question, Peter stands up and speaks more eloquently than ever before. Remember, the Spirit's got hold of him. And he says, here's what it means. And he tells them about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. What does this mean? What does it mean for us who week by week profess we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life? The work of the Spirit is the work of Jesus Christ, because the Spirit is the ongoing presence of the crucified, risen, and ascended Christ. The Holy Spirit comes not as some messenger boy from God, but as Christ himself. God gives the Spirit, and the Spirit births the church, not because we're so special, but so that we might tell the whole world, beginning right outside our doors, the good news of Jesus. As at the first Pentecost, we are gathered in the Spirit so that we might be sent out in the name of Christ, in the power of the Spirit. That's the movement of the church week by week by week. And we don't just have words to speak. We are given places to go, mission to do, lives to live in the Spirit, so that we become participants in the saving news, the saving work of Jesus Christ. And what joy there is for us and for the saints and the angels when the words and the ministries of the church, of your church, cause people to look up from their lives and come running, asking, what does this mean? That question is an opening, an invitation to trust the Spirit of Christ that is in you and say, here's what it means. Let me tell you about Jesus.